Canto 12, Chapter 3, The Song of Mother Earth and the Remedy for Kali Yuga. Sri Shuka said, when the earth saw the kings busily engaged in conquering her, she laughed and said, ah, just see how these kings, these playthings of death, wish to conquer me. This lust of the rulers over men and even of the sages is doomed to fail. Those kings are putting their faith in the lump of matter that compares to a water bubble. Let us first conquer the sixfold of the senses and the mind, then subdue the leading ministers and then the advisers. Next, we subdue the citizens, the friends, the elephant keepers and the thorns, the thugs. This way, we will step by step conquer the earth and her girdle of seas. But, thinking thus with their hearts caught in expectations, they do not realize the finality of their existence. Having conquered the lands by the sea, they, with all their might, next enter the seas. Of what use is such a victory over the self? Spiritual liberation is the fruit of conquering oneself. The Manus and their sons, O best of the Kurus, all gave up ruling over me and left for the forest the way they came. But those lacking in intelligence try to conquer me through warfare. Because of me, among materialistic persons, conflict arises between fathers and sons and between brothers, for their hearts are ruled by possessing power. Saying, this entire land is mine and not yours, you fool, the rulers quarrel and for my sake kill each other and get killed. Prithu, Pururava, Gadi, Nahusha, Bharata, Kartavirjuna, Mandata, Sagara, Rama, Katvanga, Dunduha or Kuvalayashva, Ragu, Trinabindu, Yayati, Sharyati, Shantanu, Gaya, Bhagirata, Kakuchta, Naishada, Nriga, Hiranyakashipu, Vritra, Ravana, who made the whole world lament, Namuchi, Shambhara, Bauma, Hiranyaksha and Taraka, as also many other demons and kings of great control over others, were all heroes who, well informed, were unconquerable and subdued everyone. Living for me, O mighty one, they expressed great possessiveness, but by the force of time being subjected to death, they failed to accomplish their goals. Historical accounts is all that remained of them. Shuka continued, these narrations I related to you about great kings who spread their fame in all the worlds and then departed do not express the highest purpose, O mighty one. They are but a wealth of words, a backdrop for dilating on renunciation and wisdom. It is rather the repeated discussing and singing about the qualities of the Lord praised in the verses what destroys everything inauspicious. He who desires Lord Krishna's pure devotional service should therefore do that regularly, seeking that association, and hear about him time and again. The Honorable King Parikshit said, by what means, my Lord, do the people living in Kali Yuga eradicate the faults accumulating because of that age? Please explain that to me. How about the Yugas, the duties prescribed for them, the time they last and when they end, as also the time itself that represents the movement of the controller of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Soul. Sri Shuka said, the religion of the people in Satya Yuga, O King, is by the people of the time maintained with all its four legs, the powerful legs of truth, Satya, compassion, Daya, austerity or penance, tapas, and charity, dana, or also shaucha, purification. The Hamsa people of that age are content, merciful, friendly, peaceful, self-controlled, tolerant, satisfied within, equal-minded, and mostly ascetic. In Treta Yuga, one-fourth of the strength of each of the legs of Dharma is gradually lost because of the pillars of adharma, or godlessness, untruth, violence, dissatisfaction, and discord. During that age, people are of devotion with rituals and austerities, without any excessive violence or wanton desires. Prospering in their respect for the three Vedas, they follow the three paths of regulating the religion, the economy, and sense gratification, while the four classes are predominantly brahminically oriented, O King. The dharmic qualities of austerity, compassion, truth, and charity are in Dvapara Yuga reduced to one half of their strength because of the adharmic characteristics of violence, discontent, lies, and hatred. One is in that age of a high moral fiber. One loves glory and is absorbed in Vedic study. One is opulent with large families and joyful, while Brahmins and nobles constitute the greatest number among the four classes. Because of the constant increase of the motives of godlessness, in Kali Yuga the legs of religiousness further decrease to one-fourth of their strength until they finally will be destroyed. In that age, the people will be greedy, ill-mannered, lacking in compassion, prone to a useless quarrel, unfortunate and obsessed with material desires, while they will mainly consist of laborers and less civilized characters. The qualities of goodness, passion, and ignorance that thus, depending the age, are observed in a person, undergo, being impelled by the operation of time, permutations within the mind. The time when the mind, the intelligence, and the senses flourish in the mode of goodness should be understood as Satya Yuga, the age of taking pleasure in knowledge and austerity. O intelligent one, when the conditioned souls devoted to their duties are of ulterior motives and strive for honor, that predominance of passion must be considered the time of Treta. When greed and dissatisfaction, false pride, envy and hypocrisy are seen everywhere, and actions are dominated by selfhood, one speaks of the time of Dvapara, the age of passion in combination with ignorance. Kali Yuga is known as the age of ignorance, where there is deceit, false testimony, sloth and lethargy, violence, depression, lamentation, delusion, fear and poverty. As a consequence, the mortals will be short-sighted, unfortunate, eating too much, lusty and poverty-stricken, while the women will act of their own accord and be unchaste. In the populated areas, uncivilized people will take high positions and act like thieves, the Vedic scriptures will be slighted by false doctrines, heretics, the political leaders will devour the people, and the twice-born souls will be dedicated to their bellies and genitals. The youngsters, the students, will be averse to vows and impure in their engagements. The householders will be beggars with what they claim, the withdrawn souls, the middle-aged, with no nature left to retreat into, will be city-dwellers, and the renounced order will greedily endeavor for wealth, be engaged in a really business. Smaller in size, voracious, and having many children, the women will have lost their timidity and constantly speak harshly and with great audacity be as deceitful as thieves. The merchants will indulge in cheating so that their business dealings will be wicked, while the people unnecessarily will consider any contemptible occupation in the sex industry or gambling business a good job. Servants will abandon a master who lost his wealth, even if he is the best one around. Masters will abandon a handicapped servant, even when he belonged to the family for generations, and cows will be abandoned and killed as soon as they stopped giving milk. Under the control of women, men in Kali Yuga will be wretched and forsake their fathers, brothers, friends and relatives, while regularly associating with their brothers and sisters-in-law in a conception of friendship based on sexual ties. Laborers, dressed up as mendicants of austerity, will accept religious charity to earn their living and mount a high seat to speak about religious matters without any knowledge of dharmic principles. With their minds constantly full of stress, emaciated by famine and taxes in times of scarcity with droughts on the surface of the earth, O king, the people of Kala Yuga will be troubled by countless worries and live in fear. Lacking in clothing, food, drink, rest, sexual love, bathing and personal ornaments, they will appear like ghostly creatures. In the age of Kali, one will even, over a single coin, develop enmity, reject friendly relations, kill oneself, be suicidal, and even kill one's relatives, domestic violence. Only interested in the petty service of the stomach and the genitals, one, even being born in a respectable family, will not protect the elderly parents, the wife, and the children. O king, with their minds diverted by atheism, the mortals in Kali Yuga in general will not worship the infallible one, the personality of Godhead, who is the supreme spiritual master of the three worlds, at whose feet the various masters bow down. In Kali Yuga, the people do not worship him, even though he is the one by whom a person, who dying in distress, collapsing with a faltering voice, helplessly chants his name, is freed from the chains of karma and achieves the topmost destination. The objects and food, places, and the individual nature of man are as a result of Kali Yuga all polluted, diseased, full of faults, but when one installs Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality in one's heart, he takes all this contamination away. Of those human beings who but even heard, glorified, meditated, worshipped, or venerated the Supreme Lord, the inauspiciousness is cleansed away that from 1,000 births accumulated in their hearts. Just as the discoloration one finds in gold because of other metals is removed by fire, the impurities of the mind of yoga practitioners are removed when Lord Vishnu has entered their heart. Education, penance, breath control, friendship, bathing in holy waters, vows, charity, and praying with prayer beads do not realize as full the purification of the mind as the presence of Him, the unlimited personality of Godhead, in the heart. Therefore, O King, do your utmost best to establish Lord Keshava in your heart. The moment you die, here after this week, you will, with your attention focused on Him, attain the highest destination. The Supreme Lord, meditated upon by those who are dying, is the Supreme Controller, the soul and shelter of all, who leads them to their true identity, my dearest. In the ocean of faults of Kali Yuga, O King, there is luckily one great good quality. Just by singing about and meditating on Krishna's name, one can be liberated from material bondage and achieve beatitude. The same result one achieves in Satya Yuga by meditating on Vishnu, one in Treta Yuga achieves by worshipping with sacrifices, one in Dwapara Yuga achieves by serving the lotus feet of Him in the form of a king, one in Kali Yuga achieves by singing about and meditating on the names of the Lord.